the annual report for 2008-2009, because the report that has been distributed to members is the 2007-2008 report. According to my understanding, it's outdated. The previous committee was supposed to deal with that report. Then our focus was on 8 and 9 financial year. Maybe before we continue, to give the CEO a chance to explain to the members, then the members will engage on that response.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning to honorable members. I'm Theodore Mokhele, the Chief Executive Officer at the Southern Samaritan Society as of 1 January 2008. My response to both the, because even the 2007-2008 was late, and then 2008-2009, I need to explain what happened. For 3.5 years before I started 1 January 2008, there had not been a permanent CEO at Samsung for 3.5 years, which meant that the weaknesses in governance and compliance, processes, policies, were such that one of the key undertakings we made last year when we appeared before the portfolio committee was to ensure that there are improvements in governance and compliance. We're finding ourselves in a situation wherein now we completed the audit for 2008-2009 timely. We received our management letter before 31st of July as required by PFMA, and there were two other milestones. One was the milestone of the board adopting the outcomes of the audit by 31st of August and tabling the annual report at the AGM not later than 31st of September 2009. We finished the audit on time, tabled the draft annual report as required, but what has happened in the interim is that there was a collapse in the composition of the SAMHSA board to an extent that SAMHSA board, as we speak now, the members do not form a quorum and are therefore unable to adopt the annual report. We then approached the AG because there was a difference of opinion between the executives and the board. Because at the time, if we were to meet the deadline of adopting the annual report by 31st of August, then the board needed, because the report was ready, the board needed to adopt it. But the board's interpretation was that four members of the board who don't have a chairperson will not be able to convene and therefore adopt the annual report as prepared. We went to the AG to seek advice, and the AG said it's only with the shareholders' intervention, because executives cannot adopt the annual report. However, just make it ready, present to the shareholder, and see what route the shareholder would like to take. We then convened the AGM on the 11th of September, which was on time for us to have the annual report adopted by the board and received by the shareholder. At that annual report, annual general meeting on the 11th, only the 07-08 annual report was approved, because the board still insisted they don't have a chairperson and are therefore unable to convene and therefore unable to approve the prepared annual report. So the acting director general in the Department of Transport undertook to meet with the board members so as to find a way forward. But subsequent to that, one of the four remaining members, because in terms of the SAMHSA Act, four members of non-executives will form a quorum. But the fourth member has since resigned, which means the annual report has been ready since before the 31st of July. printed version, which we have in our possession, awaits the appointment of a full board. I, as late as yesterday morning, I met with the acting DG to find out when are we getting the appointment onto the sub-support. And he assured me that I can quote him at this presentation that there is a move that has been taken by the minister to ensure that by end of this week, a chairperson shall have been appointed. And I'm not sure whether just a chairperson and a new interim board or just a chairperson added onto the existing members so that they can convene, adopt the annual report, and have it submitted to Parliament. So as matters stand now, we have in our possession the copy of the annual report, which, subject to when the board can convene, remains an unapproved report by the board, but signed off by the AG and the chairperson of the resigning chairperson of the board. Thank you.
Members, you have heard the response, but it's clear that we can't engage with Samsung because if they've got a copy, not the approved annual report by the board, it means that we'll just be wasting our time. This is a challenge which needs an urgent intervention by the department so that at the end of the day we ensure compliance. As the CEO has indicated, that there was also a delay in the adoption of the 7 and 8 annual report, which means that really there's a major challenge in SAMHSA which needs to be attended to. So, members, it's on our table. I would propose that maybe we'll defer this meeting until further notice, when they will be ready, because really we can't just deal with something that has not been approved by the board. According to my understanding, it's not an official document. It's up to us to take the resolution so that we can move forward. Member
Thanks, Madam Chair. Are we not going to be looking, it appears that there's a presentation that's been prepared, or we're not going to be looking at a presentation that's been prepared for us? And secondly, is I'd like to, if I may, ask some questions to the CEO, if I may. Thank you. Because just listening to the CEO's explanation, I'm just reading between the lines. And I'd like to ask him to be frank with the committee and to ask what's the real reason why these people are all resigning. There's obviously something going on that we don't know about. What is it that's causing all these members of the board to resign? Thank you. There's been a governance problem that I found on the table at Samsung. I can't sit here. So I'm being frank and saying we're not only dealing with a problem for 8-9, but there seems to have been a problem even before then. When I got employed, the board that was in place, its term was ending at the end of June of 2008, and a new board was added. New members were added onto the old retained board members. But since December of 2008, we really, as SAMHSA, particularly at governance and board level, not been as effective as the board should have been. We do have our views as the executives as to what was going on there. But the conflict within the organization escalated by end of December of 2008 to an extent that for the entire 2009, the board has not been effective, has not convened as frequently as they should, and therefore has not also considered quite a number of matters of had to deal with delays in submitting our budget. We still don't have a budget for 2008-2009. Even now, the shareholder agreement between the board and the shareholder has not been signed. So it's a problem that has been coming. In January of 2009, the board then took steps and decided to launch a forensic investigation into the organization on the basis that, as they said, we still do not know. Apparently, it emanates from a decision that non-executives took in December of 2008, but implemented in January 2009. Since that time, the board secretary resigned in the middle of the conflict, citing issues of the board not taking advice from him as a board secretary. The chairperson of the audit committee resigned. Subsequently, the chairperson of the board resigned. And then four members stayed on, but the four members would not meet, citing the reason that without an appointed chairperson, even though in terms of the statute of SAMHSA, SAMHSA statute was mentioning two things, at least from an executive perspective. One, it was saying four members do form a quorum, and it was saying no vacancy on the board must lead to the board not being able to carry out its duties. If there's a quorum, the SAMHSA Act indicates that the members could meet, appoint one of them to preside as a chairperson over the meeting so that they can continue adopting resolutions and leading the organization. But the non-executives have a different view that in the absence of a chairperson, they're not able to meet. So the issue, I escalated the issue to the shareholders. And we met in September on the 11th after a series of correspondence between myself and the office of the shareholder to say that we have sought legal advice. The four members could meet. They can appoint the chairperson in terms of the SAMHSA Act and ensure that we adopt the annual report because it comes from the AG. And we were happy because the year before, if you look at the 07-08, the delay 07-08 were two. One is that SAMHSA got a disclaimer audit, which because there was no financial system since 2004. We then submitted to the AG to say, can you give us an opportunity to both set up a new system and to conduct a new audit? An opportunity that was granted to us. We then had a second audit in the middle of 2008 on the 07-08 financials. Out of that, we moved from disclaimer to a qualified report. That was now our 07-08 report. In 2008, we were then able to come out of that crisis and end up with a clean, unqualified audit, which unqualified audit then got hampered in the sense of the adoption now of the annual report because the board could not convene in the manner that they interpreted the role of the chairperson. So I'm sitting here in a very difficult position in that we don't have a board and I wouldn't want to be speaking on their behalf, but these are the factors that are surrounding the resignation of individual members, the non-adoption of the annual report, but all the other processes leading up to the production of the annual report had been concluded timely and could have submitted by end of September. Therefore, there is a committee to consider the 089.
Thank you, Chair. I really find it pointless sitting here discussing a report that is not official. And when it's official, we come back again and we discuss the same report again. I don't think it will help us, really.
Chair, if I could just ask on a decision that yourself or the committee will make, is are we going to be looking at the presentation that's been prepared for us. And then secondly, if I may just ask some additional questions from what the CEO has just said, is that the board felt they couldn't meet even though they did for a quorum, but yet their opinion was that they couldn't meet because they lacked a chairperson. Did they seek legal advice to come to this conclusion they couldn't meet, or was it just a decision amongst themselves? And secondly, have these board members been paid throughout the year because they haven't met once?
A question, Member Mohan, so that I can round up at the end of
the day. Basically, Chair, I would like to know in terms of what steps were followed by the management towards ensuring that there's some alleviation in terms of the challenges that has been plaguing this board. I want to know the steps that were taken by the management.
The person I would like to know, are we continuing with the meeting? Or what are we doing now? Are we really continuing with the meeting?
I thought that members were just asking questions on what has been presented. But as I proposed before, that it should be just a waste of time for us to continue with this meeting. Because my understanding that we need to get the department to be here so that they can tell us exactly what they are. What is it that they have done, seeing the situation at SAMHSA? So that at the end of the day, when we are dealing with this report, we are dealing with it in totality, not in piecemeal. So I'll just round up after the responses. There's no need for us to continue with this meeting.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honourable Member, for the question. Yes, I was requested by the Chairperson of Remuneration and HR Committee of the Board to seek advice as to the standing of the four members who don't have a chairperson. On their request, I then sought legal advice, and that advice was provided to the Board, was provided to the Public Entity Oversight Unit in the Department of Transport, with copy to the DG, to then say the legal opinion that has come through based on the SAMHSA Act of 1998 does give members the authority to meet under the circumstances that I've mentioned, that there are four members who correct, they can convene at the presiding, at the sitting of the meeting. Any one of them can be appointed to preside over the meeting and consider the items. The other issue that we thought was quite critical that came through the legal opinion was where it was saying no vacancy on the board should lead to the board being unable to carry out its duties. So the bottom line was there has to be a quorum, and no vacancy of any individual on the issue should have led to that. And so that opinion was shared with the board and shared with the department and everybody else. Even at the AGM, we still got into the details of that opinion. Now, in the presence of the minister's proxy, who was the acting DG, and in public oversight entities, where we sought opinion from them as to their reading of that situation. So I think should answer the first question. On the second question of steps that were taken, it's just unfortunate that I didn't want to persist on the issue of the draft annual report that we already had prepared. Throughout the difficulties that we had, We sought on finding ways of still making sure that we deliver on the major things that we needed to deliver. We're coming out of a disclaimer in 07, 08, and we wanted to make sure that whatever difficulties we have, we conclude our accountability processes in terms of compliance and governance on time for us to be able to produce at least for once in about 3 to 4 years a report that is timely tabled at the AGM and subsequently before Parliament. So we did all that. We sought the advice outside of the audit itself from the Auditor General of South Africa to seek ways around the problem, because what they read to us was that technically an annual report, the one part that is of interest in the annual report is the audited component, and that audited and then given us an audit opinion.
other things are more commentaries about the corporate life and a few other problems that are in place. And they felt that we have complied with everything else, and therefore we need to engage the shareholder. I have engaged the shareholder, myself and the executive committee. I have engaged the board itself through correspondence, through seeking meetings. But I think these measures just assisted us in getting to a certain point. But there was a point beyond which executives could not run with particularly the tabling of the report to the shareholder. That can only be done by the board, and therefore coming to Parliament, which could only be done by the shareholders. So between the two processes, we found that we can't advance this issue any further than that. But there's a whole series of measures that we took, advice that we gave, and statements that we made. But at the end of the day, I still believe that we still managed to deliver on a whole lot of programs if I had gone through the presentation. But where, obviously, executives cannot be deciding authority, those issues have got stuck, and therefore the situation that we're in now. Thank you.
With regard to the attendance of the board,
yeah.
And also the non-attendance.
Yeah, I'm glad this issue has come up, because it's a problem I'm sitting with as we speak now. We had paid the board fees for the two quarters of this financial year. What had happened is that the board had, with a bit of delays that we had in the beginning, finally the budget for 08-09 was approved, but the board only approved for 6 months, so they're not approving for 12 months. The reason being that there were tariff adjustments that we had motivated with the minister. Now, with the change of administration in the middle of just that period of the beginning of the new financial year, it meant that there was no certainty that the tariffs that we, because we had two budgets, with the budget that, which is the high road scenario that said if we are able to adjust our tariffs and subs, this is the budget that we're presenting. If we are unable, this is the path that we're going. Then the board took a compromise position of saying, no, they'll only approve for the first 6 months of the year, pending the outcome of the tariff restructuring. The minister did sign, we did gazette, but what it therefore meant was the board needed to then approve the budget for the second half of the financial year. It is in that second half where the third quarter fell into. And we are at a point now where the board members have approached my office for the payment of the third quarter board fees. And I've said, but I don't understand this picture. There are many, many issues that need to be decided upon in the business. And some of them are affecting staff. For example, the staff bonuses that are to be paid by July of this year remains outstanding. And another way of the board deciding is round robin. I round robin the issues of them resolving the staff bonus issues, and they decided only they in a meeting can decide on the issue. So I found myself in a third quarter where there is no approved budget, being approached by board members for the board fees. I escalated the issue to the shareholder to say, shareholder, give me direction here. I have a board that says they cannot meet. I have a board that has not approved the second quarter budget. There's no shareholder agreement that has been signed. And I'm being requested to make a payout. And I can't even approach them again now to decide on the staff bonuses because they cannot convene. So I'm in a cash register situation. So the DG then took the issue up. He's going to take the issue up today, I'm told. He's meeting with the minister so that they can then advise me as to should we be paying board members who have not convened? What is the basis for such payment? And if we have to, then it's fine. I'll be guided by the shareholder. So it may have been a long way of answering your questions there, but my reasons for that non-payment have been given to the shareholder to give me guidance on the matter. Thank you.
Franz, I think we need to stop this. But although we didn't continue with the meeting, now we've got the picture of the meeting. Then I think we'll look at the program and see how best can we
Thank you.